But you still think a little bit that if you know there's something in personality.
ब्रह्म इति परमात्मा इति भगवान इति सब ब्रह्म परमात्मा अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज ब्रह्म परमात्मा एंड भगवान लास्ट स्टेज फर्स्ट रियलाइजेशन इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म देन लोकलाइज्ड परमात्मा एंड देन पर्सनैलिटी
La première réalisation, c'est le Brahma, c'est-à-dire l'impersonnel. Après, il y a le Paramatma, et ça, c'est la version de Dieu localisé dans chaque être. Ensuite, il y a Bhagavan, et ça, c'est Krishna, l'être personnel.
Just a moment, perhaps you can explain what is the priest's qualifications are.
Mr. Dolan is a priest, and he has been for a long time in India. Christian priest, and he was very glad to know what we are doing here. Krishna consciousness was
in India. Where did you stay?
In Pune.
Pune? How long here?
25 years.
Oh, then you are Indian.
At my time, yes, I was in India.
Yeah.
My life.
25 years in a place means the domicile. Yes, that's it. Once I went, one friend took me there. I stayed in the Gujarati hotel.
Yeah.
Near the station.
Yes, that's
Pune is a nice place. Climate is nice.
Australia is a beautiful place. And chiefly for sunshine.
Yes, there are many good scholars.
Many scholars, many institutions. And also the society.
Yes. Maharashtrian, they are educated at large.
How do you find your disciples here in Europe?
Yes.
Nice, very personal question.
No, it is not personal. It is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is so nice that it can attract anyone.
It does.
Yes. Not only here in Europe, in Africa, in Canada, in China, in Japan, everywhere. In this cult. Philippines. We have got everywhere, center. Australia.
In Bombay also?
Oh yeah, Bombay, just now we have got a very big place.
Yeah.
And we're constructing a big hotel. Strictly vegetarian prasad. At Juhu Quarter. Hare Krishna. Yeah. So you can give him a chair this one. You can come follow me.
You have lived in India?
Yeah, we have 25 years there.
25.
He's Indian.
And then I asked you, a part of Krishna, but not of the old tradition of Maharashtra, the Bhakta of Pandavapur.
Krishna.
Where is that?
Krishna, that Vittal, Vittal. Vittal, there. So they are Vishwam.
And it's the main pilgrimage center of Maharashtra.
Yes.
When I went to India 25 years ago, I first studied for 4 years.
What are the subject matter studying?
I was studying for the stages of the pilgrimages, Eastern pilgrimage, the history of the pilgrimage and everything. And as you know, it was one of the main Bhakti traditions in Maharashtra, which is in Israel.
Tukara.
Tukaram
is in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was initiated by Chaitanya. His Abhanga, that is written there, he was initiated by Chaitanya.
This is great Bhakti tradition.
Bhaktyanam Vijanati Javan Vestan Tattva. If we want to know God, then we have to accept the process recommended by God. That is,
one can understand the Supreme Personality as He is, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
So, and in another place also it is said, Manmanam Bhavad Bhakta Madhya Jimang Namaskuru Mami Vaishasya Samsaya. If you want to enter in the kingdom of God, they always think of me, Manmana. And you just become my devotee and worship me and offer your obeisance. It's four principles. It is not difficult. To achieve the kingdom of God is not at all difficult. Very easy. Anyone can go, but they are not prepared to accept the process. That is their misfortune. Otherwise, always thinking of God. We are thinking something, but the thinking should be turned towards God. That is our teaching. They are always chanting Hare Krishna. So by uttering the word Krishna, immediately think of Krishna. This is the process. It is not difficult. And you can always think of this like this, by that being taught. Walking on the street, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It's like we've got this. I'm talking with you, and for 2 minutes I talk with you. As soon as I stop, I can, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Where is the difficulty? It is simply practice. No difficulty. And simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, everyone can see how these young boys and girls, they are not very old, that they are taken to, you know, quite young. They have forgotten everything. They do not go to cinema, do not go to hotel, no dancing. Dancing they have got, Krishna dance, always. Painting they have got, singing they have got, art, literature they have got. 80 books like this, 400 pages, pure life, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gas. Philips. And it is guaranteed he would remain in this attitude. Krishna said, then surely you come back to me. What is it? Second line? Manumana. Another place he said, Asamsara. That is in the 18th chapter. So, to go back to home, back to Godhead, is very easy. But people will not take it. They're stubborn. They will speak here. The miserable life, material life. This is the difficulty. Otherwise, God can be asked any manmana bhavaman bhakta madhyasma. Four things. Yoginamati sarvesa madhyata antarasana sadhyaman vajati yuma samijitra. The first class yogi. Actually, no education required. Simply, God has given us the tongue and the ear. Because Hare Krishna, tongue and ear is the ear. Sutikatam, Tanvam, Manohi, by hearing. The sound enters into the heart. In this way, he becomes purified. Mind is cleansed. It is very scientific and very easy. And we are recommending, we means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that you chant the name of God. Now, if somebody thinks Krishna is Hindu God, why shall I chant? It doesn't matter. You can't hear your conception of God. What is the name of God in Christianity? Is there any name?
Jehovah.
Jehovah. And there's no name. Take his name. If we have no name, then take this name. Where is the heart? And they are taking Hare Krishna. Where is the heart? God is God. Every religion believes, not believes in fact, that there is God. Or any religion will deny the existence of God. Is there any religion? I don't think. Is there any religion?
But you know, it is true, but you have got so many eyes of God, so you have spiritual contact. No, God is one. There cannot be many ideas of God. That is not possible. You have got many ideas. No, many ideas is not when he does not know what is God. Because anyhow, when we say God, we have to put into words, intellectual words.
Yes.
What is an experience?
Yes.
And this experience is different for many people.
But experience, because your knowledge is imperfect. Therefore, your experience is also imperfect.
But who is to say
that is yes. No. Even we are imperfect with our as far as our knowledge goes. Now, generally, that's why the Christians, they say God is great. Is it not?
That is God of Muslims.
That is Muslims. Allah Akbar. So, what is the conception of God of the Christian?
As you said, it's impersonal, transpersonal. That what we explain by that Trinity, it's a relationship. It's a pure relationship.
Yes, relationship means that he must be a person.
No.
Why? Otherwise, how it you can
beyond the person?
Beyond the person, just like we have got experience. when we call relation, then relation means we consider master and sat. This is also one relation. So relation means two persons, one master, one servant. Then relation, friendly relation. That is also person. Then relation, father and son, that is also relation. Then husband and wife, that is also relation. So relation cannot be used without person.
Yeah, but we don't say that God is
object
of relation, but he is the relation itself.
Or is that relation itself?
It's when you are two together.
Huh?
When the master.
Then two together means person.
Yes,
as soon as
it's. That's not God. God is divine.
Your experience of relation, as soon as say relation two, the two persons.
No.
No, why not? This is your practical experience. How you can say no?
You see, I have an experience.
You are two persons.
Or with you. But I am not in relation with God, because God is relation.
No, why? When you say relation, why not that relation? Has he got relation?
Certainly.
As soon as you say relation, you cannot change it otherwise.
Yes, but I don't make of God the object of relationship.
Then
because
what?
Because I call my relationship God, not the object of relationship.
Relation with whom?
Relation with me.
That is God.
Oh, yeah?
So he thinks relationship with anything means God.
Anything?
Anything.
Anything, anybody. When you are here, when I am telling the relationship with you,
so
then God is.
Yes.
You understand? But I cannot restrict God.
But in your Bible you say, O Father. Relation is Father and Son. Why do you say in the Bible, O Father, give us our daily bread? So, that you make relation with God as Father.
Yeah, but
not anything, but Father. As Father gives the maintenance, bread. So you go to God in that relationship, Father, give us our daily bread. Just like a child asks Father, Father, give me something to eat. So it is clear relationship, Father and Son.
It's a very complicated system. There are two main conceptions, the current conception of the Orthodox Church and the
No, we are not talking of any particular church. We are just trying to understand the word relation.
Il découvre pas d'une église spéciale. On parle.
If you go to a particular church, then another will give another church, another will give another church. But we are trying to understand the word relations. So, in the Bible, it is clearly said, O Father. So the relation is Father and Son.
No.
Now why do you say if you say it in the Bible? What do you say?
You know, you have to, I mean, I am not in relationship with any church or any dogma, you know. It is what I have in my own experience, and I cannot speak of what others have experienced, but what is my own experience.
Well, God's relationship should be universal. Not that it may be a different relationship, just like the relationship between husband and wife, relationship between father and son, relationship between friend and friend, relationship between master and servant. So these are relationships. We understand relationship means this. And it is particularly said in the Bible, O Father. That means the relationship is between father and son.
No.
So there is no, you say no, but any man will understand that. You may have your own opinion. There is a difference.
But you have to have your opinion with
no. Experiment. Or is that experiment? You ask, Father, give us a daily bread, and that is experiment. God is giving everyone maintenance.
Yes, but
the reality, actual relationship. In the Vedas also it is said, Nitya, Nitya Ram, Chetana, Chetana Ram, Eka, Dhyu, Bhagunam, Vidulati, Taman. That is God. God is also a person. As you are person, I am person. But he is the chief person. Nitya, Nitya, the chief. The supreme. And the dictionary it is said, supreme being. We are all means. And he is supreme. How is supreme? Eka, that one. God is one. Bhagunam Vidulati Kaman. He supplies the necessities of everyone's life. That's a very good experience. We are getting everything from God. And the Christians also pray, give us our daily bread. So, I don't find any difference between the statement in the Vedas and the Bible. God is the supreme person. And you make relationship with him anyway, as master and servant, as friend and friend, as father and son, or as husband and wife. So, somehow or other, we are related to God. This way, that. The husband also maintains the wife. No, that is your personal opinion. But, what is that issue? Tell me, what is that issue?
That God is beyond all our experience.
And then why is there experience? You have no experience. If it is beyond your experience, then you have no experience.
Definitely,
yes. Then you cannot explain. You have no experience. No, if you can't explain, means you do not know.
You don't give any reason.
If you cannot explain, that means you do not. If you know, you must explain. That is knowledge. That is knowledge.
Yeah, but that knowledge is
very... Then you cannot preach. As a priest, you cannot preach if you do not know. It is not within your experience.
That's why I don't preach.
That's all right. Then that is another thing. But as soon as you say you beyond your experience, that means you have not.
No.
So you cannot explain. No. That's all right.
That means I have the experience.
But
that my experience is limited.
But that's all right.
God is limited.
That is all. That I admit.
Therefore I cannot any talk
have experience. No. That's right. You do not know me. You have no experience about me.
No.
But if I say, I'm like this, you get experience.
No. If I live with you for...
Suppose if you are thinking of me, Samiji, my hat, $1,000. So you can imagine, go on, imagine it. That's not correct. But if I say, no, I have got $1,000,000, then you get this feeling?
No. And we get experience of you when we are living together.
And that means you cannot talk with God.
Of course not.
Yes. But if anyone can talk.
Well, if you don't experience, I have no reason.
That's all.
But my experience is that...
That's all right. Therefore, our experience is, we take experience from God. We don't imagine. That is our process.
Yes, that is your
yes,
process.
Because, yes, just like Krishna is speaking about himself. So we are taking Bhagavad Gita as it is. So direct experience. Taking experience. I am like this. That's why Krishna said, Aham karvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya vyante mana pudha bhava. Kind of this verse.
Aham karvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya vyante mana pudha bhava samandhita. I am the source of all the spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise and know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Yes, sir. This experience.
Yeah, before I've written the Bhagavad Gita.
God.
I mean, you need to have faith for that.
Huh? You must have faith to believe that God
is. Why so? God is God. Why so?
Because, you know, I have been living in...
No, you have no experience here. You have no experience.
You said I did.
No, you say that God is beyond your experience. You say.
First
of all, let us consider ourselves. You say that God is beyond your experience.
That means my experience.
That's all right. Okay. That's all right. That means I am talking with you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you have no experience.
Yes, sir, yes.
Now you say you have, God is beyond your experience.
Yeah. And that God is beyond experience.
So let
that, that all my experience.
That, but if you say God is beyond your experience, that you have no experience of God. This is clear meaning. Why do you go down the road?
No.
Then,
you know,
then it is difficult.
I have always thought that the reality of this country is to listen and to understand. And you don't seem to listen and to understand.
No, I need. That's all. Let us.
You misunderstand.
Why you understand? You say that you have no experience of God.
No, I never said that.
Then tell me your experience that I want to know.
That every time I had an experience of God, and first I went to the doctor, and I was a pastor for a long, long time, then I found out that God was beyond my experience.
That means you have no experience. How can I talk with you?
That the image of God, I know you call it Krishna or Ram or Vishnu or any of the avatars, and you know, near our place in Pune, in Ahmednagar, there was this one, you called him second avatar. And
that anyone can say. I can say part of that. He can say fourth avatar.
If anyone can say in...
That is another thing. That is another thing. Because everyone can say, I am avatar.
Exactly.
So...
How can we have
faith
of anyone who says...
No, we don't accept anyone as avatar. We have got documents, three avatars. No, Krishna is... Krishna is avatari. He is the origin, that is stated here. Aham sarvasya prabhava. You know Sanskrit? That, what is the meaning of aham sarvasya prabhava? I am the source of all avatars.
But who has written that?
Huh?
Who has written that?
Viravyasa. Anyone, he has written. Krishna has written. Krishna has spoken, Vasudeva has written. And it is accepted.
This is what the Christians said of the Bible, and I don't believe it.
No, you don't believe anything, that is another thing. That is another thing. Right? And without belief, he cannot make clouds.
You don't have to go.
As soon as you learn who is your father, you take the bhakti of your mother and you believe he is my father. Otherwise, there is no other way. How can you know your father? The only means is his father recommends my dear boy, he is your father. That is perfect. That's all. Otherwise, you cannot know he is your father.
Yeah, but you know.
If you say, mother, I don't believe it, don't believe it, but you cannot know.
The trouble is, you know, if so many people are coming, either in India or
China, I
am an avatar, or I am Guru Maharaj, or I am, Baba, or Satyashri Baba, or so many Babas exist, you know, as well as I do. Now, who has to say, this one is real avatar, or this one? They are all abusing us. Now, if so many people today pretend to be a
Rasa,
and they have many disciples.
But we don't
believe them. No, but they have many disciples. I mean,
many disciples, that is another thing.
Millions.
That is millions, trillions, that is another thing. But we have to see what is the disciple. That we have to see. Simply, somebody, so many disciples, by number, we have to see the quality. What is the quality? Not the dhamma, not the quantity. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam rahasyesu kasti jatati siddha. jatatam api siddhyanam kachi nesimam tattva. Krishna does not say that millions and millions of people know me. No. How come millions and millions of people want is perfect? And out of millions of perfect person, one man only. That is. So we cannot accept, because one is accepted a million, therefore he is God. I will not accept it. We want to see the quality, not the quantity. So our process is parampara. Just like in India, you have been in India, there are acharyas. Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnusani, Chaitanya. If the acharya accepts, then yes. This is our process. We don't do the millions. We see the quality. Ramanucharya, high quality devotee. Madhvacharya, high quality. Chaitanya, high quality devotee. If they say, he's God, then this is our process. We don't see how many millions of followers, no. We have to see the quality man. He says, yes. So Shankaracharya says, Krishna, the Supreme Personality. Ramanucharya says, the Supreme Personality. Madhvacharya says, Chaitanya says, then yes. Mahajana jina gata sapanta, sapko apatishtha. Simply by argument, we cannot understand the truth. Sapko apatishtha, suto vidhinna. And if you simply consult Vedic literature, that is also not possible. There are different statements. Sapko apatishtha, suto vidhinna. Nato munityasya matamana bhinnam. A muni, a saintly person, a philosopher, is not a philosopher. Muni, he does not agree with others. He must disagree. Then he becomes. So, that is also not there. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. He is very confident. Then how to know? Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. Big personalities, acharyas. That is the process. Acharya upasanam. What is that? In the 13th chapter, acharya upasanam. We have to understand through the acharya. That is all. That is the commandment in Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara prasam himang rajasayadu. We have said Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by our existence, but by the experience of the acharyas, who are recognized and then informed. Just like what Gita says Krishna in the 10th chapter, find out, param brahma param dhāma subhitram paramam thava. Read it.
Param brahma param dharma pavitram paramam bhava bhurusham chakasam jiryam hari devam ajumat prajam vidhum.
Confused.
I mean, it says, you are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme both, abode and purifier, the absolute truth, and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original. And you are unborn and the all-pervading beauty. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Deva, and Vyasa proclaim this with you, and not only yourself are declaring this to you.
So, Krishna says, and he is confirmed by Vyasadeva, Asita, Narada. This is the process. We do not accept, everyone says, I am Avatar, I am God. We don't accept. But, because it is accepted by the acharya, therefore yes. Just like you say an example like a Jay, I do not know he is my father. And many people will come, I am your father. So, we do not accept that. As when Mada said, he is your father. Then I said. That is fine. I'm not serious. It is beyond my experience. Because Father existed before my birth. So, beyond my experience. So I'm finding out he's my Father. And so many people have done it. I am your Father. No. But as soon as the mother says, no, no, this man is your Father. Then our business finished. Then you get free. Father is beyond my experience. But when he is receive the knowledge through the mother, then he gets free. So Arjuna says that, Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavittam Param Bhava, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only you are saying, but you are accepted by the authority. Very well. I cannot get my experience of God. That is not possible. God comes, he says, and Krishna comes. And he accepts by all the great hearts. Then our business is perfect. Give them prasad.
Prasad and prasad.
Mahārāna jīnāda prasad.
You seen our Bhagavad Gita?
You saw our book, Jesus Father. Śrīmad Bhāgavatam. The American devotee is their person. We have got a very big printing department. All these pictures were painted by our devotees.
One of our
other specialties. Hare Krishna. Pradhani Sarvadhana Mahani Yasakapajaya.
This is also translation of the 10th canto description of the activities of Lord Krishna.
It's a tremendous question.
Our books are selling very nice. Last year we have sold 4 million copies. For the whole world.
He quotes from all the scriptures on this. He supports devotional service.
Is he what the leaders on the devotional service?
No, no, no.
We have many copies downstairs.
was Lord Chaitanya's plan that for the common men there would be much chanting of Hare Krishna and distributing of prasadam. And for those who were intellectually inclined, there was very high class. So by Prabhupada's grace he's presenting all these things. There's not different than Lord Chaitanya presented 500 years ago. You have opportunity later, you can hear some of our kirtan in the temple.
Yes, when you're coming.
And no one is from India.
I could see, but the Indian will understand that.
Geneva, because he has been following his teaching in the last 3 days, and he would like to know what he thinks about what he's teaching.
You remember this gentleman?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who wrote that book.
Herbert?
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes. Yes, in your opinion of him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a scholar, but he's impartial. Trying to make him, he's a good gentleman, scholar, but he's in Mayabadi, he's impersonal. But if he has already written one book, he has presented me at Krishna.
Yoga of love.
So, he has many times repeated the word Krishna, and that is benefiting.
Alors, la deuxième question est la suivante. Il y a de grands chrétiens qui ont considéré à la fois la personne divine et l'essence divine, mais cette essence, ils ne la considèrent pas comme impersonnelle, mais comme suprapersonnelle. Est-ce qu'il n'est pas possible de dire que le sable de Sankara est la considération de l'essence divine et que ce type de suprapersonnelle?
He said that in Christian philosophy there is a conception of God as the personal God, and God as divine essence. So if that's key.
God is person, then what did he say?
Then he said that, so is it not that a God, the person, is divine essence, is a super person, a God. And not exactly somebody impersonal. Like you said that in Shankaracharya philosophy, there is a conception of God. So it's not this God conception, this divine essence, this supreme.
Yes, his divine essence. God is divine essence. Just like you have pouring some milk and you churn it, then you get so much butter. So the butter is the essence of the milk. Similarly, the spirit is vast, all pervading. The example, another example is just like the sunshine inversely spread, very big. And then he concentrates the sunshine in the sun globe. And if you still concentrate, you see within the Swami Prabhupada, there is some God. So his essence of this light, the sunshine light, the sun globe light, and the person, sun God, Devasan, he person, he is the essence of all this light. And that is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Yastra prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. The whole creation means expansion of the bodily rays of Krishna. Yastra prabha prabhavato. By expansion of the bodily rays of Krishna, is Brahma. Yastra prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotisu akesa vasudhāji dibhūti jinnam. Tad Brahma. That Brahma. Brahma is just like the sun sign, is the expansion of the bodily rays of sun God.
Donc, en effet, Dieu, il est centre de tout ce qui est comme ce que en attendant, c'est celui du soleil. Quand on a la lumière du soleil, qu'on la concentre, on va voir que ça mène à la planète du soleil. Donc, on sent encore plus, on va voir que ça mène au Deva qui se trouve sur le soleil, dans le nom de Deva Chan. Et Dieu m'a fait dans la famille, le Krishna est cette essence, cette source de toute cette lumière.
And in Bhagavata also it is stated, Vadanti tat tattavida satyam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabdat. The absolute truth is one. But it is realized in different angles of vision. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan.
C'est-à-dire que Dieu est un, avec la vie est une. Lui, elle peut avoir différents aspects. Et ce sont là les trois différents aspects. L'impersonnel, Dieu le créateur chacun, et Dieu la personne.
And that is point one in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhu. I am the origin of everything. Brahma, Paramatma, everything, Bhagavan. Aham sarvasya prabhu. Sarvasya means including everything. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha, the world manifested everything.
Il est dans le chemin d'or, donc on se met dans le cap, il est dit que Krishna est à l'origine de ces divers aspects.
To take that sweet preparation.
Yes. Qui veulent garder le culte de chrétien, de remplacer le nom de Dieu, qui n'est pas un nom, par le nom de Krishna, en considérant que c'est là. Si Dieu, dans cette personne, est exactement ce que je dis.
In that case, if it is possible for non Christians, because each time you have this coming, you have been praying with the people, you know, Christian, or been chanting Hare Krishna with it. So in that case, if it is possible for them, to change the name God, that in fact is not really a name, by the name Krishna. Because according to what you are explaining, God is Krishna. So then they change the name
God. Krishna is God. Krishna is God. God is the idea of greatness. That is Brahma.
Krishna.
Or you can say also person. But not the particular person.
Krishna.
God means, the Sanskrit word is Ishvara, the controller. So everyone is controller, to some extent, in his own atmosphere, He is a controller. Because I am controller of my desires. So, the conception of God is there, but I am not the Supreme God. Therefore, there are two words. We use the word Godhead, the Supreme God. That is explained in the Brahma Sanghita. Ishvara, God, everyone is God. There is another thing. But Ishvara Parama, the Supreme God is Krishna.
Donc Krishna est ainsi dans Bhagavad Gita, on a dit que Krishna est pas, il est Vishwara,
Supreme. We have got experience of Ishvara. Just like I said, everyone is Ishvara. Everyone is a controller. So, I am personal. I am also Ishvara of my body. I am controlling my body. In that way, everyone is Ishvara. But this Ishvara also, they are controlled by another Ishvara. We are Ishvara, but I am controlled by another Ishvara. But Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is Ishvara, but he is not controlled by anyone. And that is Param, Supreme. From the dictionary meaning also we can being and Supreme Being. We are being, but we are controlled by another being. He is controlled by another being. He is controlled by another being. In this way, you go, if you find out some being who is not controlled by anyone, he is Supreme. This is the idea.
Nous sommes tous des Ishvara, parce que nous dominons quelque chose. D'un côté, nous sommes dominés par autre chose. On voit beaucoup d'êtres qui dominent quelque chose, mais toujours un être dominé. Lorsqu'on trouve le Sarvabhauma Krishna, c'est-à-dire le suprême, tout est Ishvara, tout est maître, tout est Dieu, c'est l'appelé Krishna.
Therefore, he describes in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nagyat. There is no more controller beyond that. Matta Parataram Nanya Kimchi Asti Namadi. This high I'm controlled. Matta Parataram Nanya Kimchi Asti Dhananjaya. And information is Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form, body. Govinda Adi Purusham Sarva Karana Karana. The cause of all causes.
Matapparataram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre mani ganaiva. O conqueror of wealth, Arjun, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread.
So, nobody is superior to me. Then nobody controls. Krishna is not controlled by anyone. And therefore he is Ishvara Parama Krishna. That is fine. Otherwise God is fine. You are more powerful than me. He is more powerful than you. And somebody is more powerful than you. Go on, sing, sing. But when you come to Krishna, and nobody is more powerful than he. Matta Parataram. Parataram means better or higher principle. No.
Que tout dépend de Krishna. Comme les faits de telle, qui sont appelés sur l'empile et sur la commune. Il n'y a personne à rien de se faire dans le bar, comme ça, en disant que Krishna est la personne suivante qui n'a personne absolument au-dessus. Et tu vois, lorsqu'on trouve quelqu'un qui n'a pas de supérieur, qui n'a personne qui est subordonné, c'est tu vois, tu
then it is confirmed by Arjuna, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Purusham. your person is full summoned person. Shastratam. Kitaran. And then he says that it is not that you have said, I see from your instruction, and it is confirmed by that way, by Devana, by Narada. The Veda says, therefore, Padvijyanatham sa guru meva vigacche. You have to understand that science, you have to approach the guru, the bad way with the original guru. He is instructor of that Vedic knowledge, then from Acharyas. So, this is instruction of Veda. Tadvijyanatham, in order to experience that transcendental thing, you have to approach the authorities. Guru Mahabhagavate. And who is Guru? Surutriyam, one who has heard from his Guru, authorized person. Surutriyam, Brahman is come and army convenes in the science of God.
How does one get the experience of personal existence of God?
That is already explained. That is here. You are explaining the same subject. You did not hear.
Right. I'm just asking.
You are asking me or asking him?
No, for his benefit. We are talking experience. So, we want to understand how to experience that Supreme Person.
I went to that experience. I would like, may I say something about that experience? When you say it is possible for a young Christian to also follow the but I said, I would like much more to do so. J'aimerais beaucoup de chrétiens, de jeunes chrétiens, et la possibilité de faire cette expérience de partir. Et lui, il a beaucoup plus dur parce qu'il n'y a plus de compétition entre Jésus et Jésus. Jésus est inadaptable.
Il explain that what he would like that all these young people that he knows, he doesn't want them to stop with Kenji. But today, il fait chaque ange qui a la possibilité de faire Kenji. Around them, in their own development.
Nothing is missing. Only if I be frank enough, they're not following system.
Then what is the need of coming here? What is missing there that we will find here?
No, to tell you that you're not following.
But then there is no need to... Why to write in that way, which is the Indian way and not the European way?
Well, why Christians go there?
They should not.
So when was it wrong?
Yes, but it's not because there is something wrong. That's the thing. Somebody else has to do something wrong.
Well, I'm thinking that there, just like there are scholars. The scholars also grow. That's what we are doing in India. Why did you go to India?
That's okay.
Yes, why did you go to India? And we live there. Yes, that's for anyone can come to study, to learn, or to teach. That is tremendous thing. You cannot say that you don't come.
No, for a European to dress as an Indian.
Europeans go to India. And why the Indians should not come to Europe?
So?
So you cannot say that why you're coming. You cannot say.
No, he's saying why are we dressing like that, like Indians?
Well, I have not said that you dress like that. You like Indians. Did I say that you
like?
It's like the Indian has been treated directly like a Portuguese priest or like a European priest. I mean, they look as if they had a disguise on them. No, no. Just like when the English were ruling, English men. So the Englishmen never said that you dress like Englishmen, but you automatically dress. You know very well. It is like the Englishman, they went there to get some money, like saved by politics. But they never went there to change their dress. But they thought that if I dress myself like an Englishman, I will be more honored. That is their thought. Similarly, we never please that we dress like this. But the students, they like this dress. It's all right. But we don't do.
It's not wrong. It's funny.
Yeah. Rather, these girls, when they dress in Indian way, they look more beautiful. That will happen. Yeah. They will. The same girl will dress in your country. Yeah. Well,
I am your choice.
So, the girls, the women, they like to be more beautiful. So, if by dressing in other way, they look beautiful, why should we ask them not to look beautiful?
Any qualities? Yes, and girls certainly have power.
Yes.
The daughter and the...
But we are not concerned with the dress. We are concerned with the advancement, spiritual understanding.
See, my interest, he guessed that his schedule to come at 7 o'clock.
Have you got any friends to
leave? Yes, yes.
Friends to leave, sir. Tu peux apporter aussi d'autres exemplaires pour la table.
Sukara. Sukara, I'm a great Vaishnava devotee of Maharashtra. His movement of Sankirtan.
He was someone who's initiating Radhaji Tham?
Yes.
This is Southern India?
Huh?
Southern India?
Maharashtra. Yes. Southwest.
Southern India is south.
Another thing is stated in the Bible, the Christians' philosophy, they said that God created man out of his own image. It's stated in the Bible. So therefore, man has a form. Why not God? Because it's stated in the Bible.
I think Bible is on the personal understanding of God. Christ says that he is Son of God. Say, unless one is person, how can he get a son?
They talk about the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It is like compared like the Father.
Brahma, yes. Paramatma and Brahma. Brahma is the Paramatma, the Bhagavan is the subject. It is the same idea. Brahma, Holy Ghost, is impersonal. But Son is person and God is also person. I do not know much about that. I have heard from Christians that there is assembly of God, and Lord Christ has a lot of seat by the side of God. Is that right? Explain.
Right side.
Yes. It's all personal idea.
They say also, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That's nice.
We're praising the name of the Lord.
Yes. No, we have got very regard, good regard for Christianity. We take it as Vaishnavism. We explain according to country, time. The commandments are very nice. The first commandment is, thou shalt not kill. That is not strong in the Christian world. Therefore he said, Christians are not quarreling. Christianity is all right. Those are professing Christianity, they are not falling.
The Father only expliqué que nous acceptons parfaitement la vie. En fait, la vie, c'est du Vaishnavisme pur. Le idéal, c'est que les gens ne suivent pas la vie de la vie. Et là, c'est d'inscrire la vie, c'est ça. Simplement, c'est tout ça. C'est-à-dire, selon les sortes de sociétés, selon les gens,
Mahamedanism also Vaishnavism, because Mama says and servant of God, Allah. So that is our conception. Dasa, Dasa. Santa, Dasa, Sakha, Vatsanya, Madhuj. So prayer, offering prayer, that is also bhakti. Sevanam kirtanam vishnas, maranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam. Just like we are worshipping beauty, and somebody is offering prayer, both of them are fruit. Prayer, vandanam, dasam sakkham apanirinam. So, don't say that this is bad and this is good. No. Both of them are good. To ask the deity or to offer prayer. And so, the effect is the same. Effect is not different. Either of these nine processes, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dastam, Sattham, Atmanivir. Either you follow all the nine principles, or eight, or six, or seven, or at least one, then you become perfect. That is ours, perishing. That's why Okrura, the example is given, Okrura got perfection simply by offering prayers. So, I see when the Christians go to the church in India, and say in Bombay especially, kneel down and offer prayer. It's very good. Do not say that this is not approved, this is also approved. What is this? Hare Krishna. This is also prayer. Prayer. Hare Krishna. O Krishna. O the energy of Krishna. Kindly engage me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. This is prayer. Repeatedly praying, my Lord, the energy of Lord, kindly engage me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. Just like you go to a mercantile firm with application, please give me some service, give me some service. The same thing, appealing to God and His energy, please engage me in your service. Yes. So this is bandhana. So bandhana, and Christian also they pray, O God, give us our daily prayer. So, this is also good, but it is material. Asking something for material satisfaction. And here, Hare Krishna, asking something for satisfaction of Krishna, engaging in your service. This is advanced, because God is supplying bread to everyone, even to the cats and dogs. So, that is also good, and it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Artha Athati Gyanita Chatur Vidha Bhajantima Chatur Vidha Bhajantima Supiti Naujjana Artha. Artha means distress. Artha. One is distress. I am no food, sir, my dear Lord. Kindly give me some food. So he is distressed, so he is praying to God because he is pious. The communists say, why are you praying to God? He pray to us. God, we shall give you enough bread. The communist propaganda is like that. They send the people to the church. So you pray. Right? They pray, have you got bread? They say, no, sir. Now pray to us. Then he has a and they submit. This was a making a feast. Because common man cannot argue, neither they know so much logic. But there is some intelligent man, he will ask immediately that where from you have brought this bread? We have given you the wheat. That you are not manufactured, that is given by God. So actually God gave, but the communists take the credit that I give. This is a misconception. God does not supply you. Ego Bahunam Vidada Vikaman, he is supplying food for everyone. If he does not supply, then what your bakery machine will do? It is useless. So people have lost the intelligence in the communist country. They think that these government men, they have brought the bread, not God. In this way, they are gradually becoming atheist. But the central point is God. We are preaching the central point is God. We call Him by any name, it does not. Either we call Jehovah, Krishna, or something, or Allah, that does not. But you accept the authority of God and try to love God. This is all. And you say God is person. Impersonal is impersonal feature. There is a feature only. It's like some God is a person and the sun sign is one of the features of the sun God. The sun sign is not final. You have to penetrate to the sun sign and reach the sun globe and go within the globe and see that there is the sun God. But that requires strength, how to enter into the sun globe and see this. But there is the information in the Bhagavad Gita. Yam vipassati yugam prattavahana homabhyam vivasthan manavikrav. I first of all instructed this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. The sun god is there in the sun planet. And if you have got strength, and go there and see, but you cannot go. How great is my fear? So similarly, in the spiritual world, there is the Supreme Spirit, Supreme Being, the spiritual, concentrated essence of light. That is Aham Sarva Saprabhava, Mattas Sarvam Prabhava. He is the origin of everything. He says, Jada Jada Hi Dharma Sajjani Bhavati Vara. Find that with her. Find out. Jada jada hi dharma sajnani bhavati bharat tada atmanam sujamaham.
Jada jada hi dharma sajnani bhavati bharat abhyuttham tadharma tada atmanam sujamaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice for the synod of Bharata and a predominant rise in a religion, at that time I descended myself.
So, at least in the human society, everyone must have understanding of God. That is expected. It is not expected in the society of caste and God, because then a human being, dharma-sattva, there is dharma, some sort of religious system. And religious system means to understand God. That's all. That's why to become a lawyer means to understand the laws of the state. Similarly, religious system means the process by which one can understand God. And that is the Samariya Sumad Bhagavatam, Savai Pumsan Paro Dharma, Yato Bhakti Adhokhati. That is first class religious system, which trains the followers to understand God and love it. Savai Pumsan Paro Dharma. If somebody says, oh, it is a very great thing to understand God and to love, it is a great thing, it is not possible. No, the answer is, it can be learned by anyone. It is not checked by any material condition. If one wants to know what is God and to love Him, it is the path is open for everyone. It does not require high intelligence, high education, high culture. No. Anyone. The process is sadhanam, the beginning. One has to hear. One may be fool number one, it doesn't matter. And you know education, it doesn't matter. Poor, it doesn't matter. Bad, it doesn't matter. Why, it doesn't matter. You try to hear. Chakan sasanga mo bija samvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Therefore, the basic intention is in order to know, go to the bona fide guru and hear. Adu gudvasayam sabdharma pruchya. So even if one has no experience, if he goes to the experienced man, experienced person, then he can understand. And he can love God, and that is perfection of life. Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sirvaya upadekshanti tadjyanam jnanina tattva-darshina. This tattva-darshina means a shri. What is it?
Tadvidhi pranipatena paripasnena sirvaya upadekshanti tadjyanam jnanina tattva-darshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
What?
The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of descendant succession from the Lord Himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of descendant succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the descendant succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam says, Karmam Isakshan Bhagavat Pramitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry argument cannot help one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant, without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the general desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. One should not only hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect.
We have started a Gurukul in Dallas, the small children being trained. That's like formally there are brahmacharyas. Those ladies there come? No?
Record? Which record? From this afternoon, recording.
Hi.
Glenn. Hi, Glenn.
It's upstairs,
sir. Oh, right on.
That's...
You
have
that? Yes, sir. I'm to the to
We'd like to know if to instruct young instructions to chant the name of Krishna will be, I mean, then attain the highest perfection, or if it is chanting their religion.
No, we are recommending chant the holy name of God. So, if you have got the holy name of God, you can chant it.
You say that in Christianity God has no name. God has no name in Christianity. But the Son of God has a name. And before the Jews for a long time and everywhere they were saying the name of Jesus Christ. So
but they say that in Christianity there is a name of God. They say?
Yeah.
No? But you said that his name be glorified.
They said, how would be their name?
But their name is not said.
Yes. Never said it. Jesus said that all I have taught you is not to show some of the knowledge of God. But there is more to be
said. That's all right. So, if you have no name, then why don't you take this name, Krishna? What is your objection? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam nam kari bahudha. Nidhasatva shakti. Nam nam kari bahudha nidhasatva shakti taprapita niyamita smarane nakala. Eta drishi tabukhita bhagavan mamati. Vidhaiva idrishamiha janina nal. Bahudha. God has many names. He is missing. So we can take one of the names. The Krishna is one of the names. So what is all different? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in this name, all the potencies of God is there. Tam nam kari bahudha nidhasatva shakti tatrati. that name is as powerful as God Himself. There is no difference between the name and God, because He is absolute. Here in the material world, there is a difference between name and the person or the thing. If I am thirsty, if I simply chant water, 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 that will not appease my thirsty. But the spiritual world, absolute, the name and the person is the same. Abhinnatyat, namanam. Under these circumstances, if you are missing some name, so that with this name, why is it not eternal?
Que Dieu a beaucoup de différents noms, comme on va dire, beaucoup de différents noms. Et puis je suis un âne Seigneur. Je reprends grand l'âne Seigneur. Il est ensuite que dans ce nom, Krishna a investi toutes ces différences, toutes ces différences spirituelles. Il n'y a pas de différence dans le nom de Dieu, et Dieu lui-même, seulement autant de pouvoir sur l'être qui le reçoit. C'est pas simplement un nom matériel, si on se mettait comme les trois qui peuvent se mettre à ressusciter ou. Notre soi ne serait pas apaisé parce qu'il y a une différence entre le mot, le terme haut, et la substance. Il y a entre un nom et la substance. Au niveau de Dieu, c'est absolu, il n'y a pas de différence entre le nom et Dieu lui-même. Donc en effet, il n'y a pas de nom. Alors changer le nom Krishna, recycler le nom Krishna, et tout est différent sur un nom. Il y a un petit peu
No, special theory. In this way, it is recommended in the Shastra. Recommended in the Shastra, Harinama. Hare means of God. Harinama, 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 Ivakiva. So, this is the, we have to act, chant the name of God. This is the practice. This is the practice. Now, there are thousands and thousands of names. That is also admitted. At least we have got Sahasrana, Vishnu Sahasrana. But in another place, it is said, other Upanishad, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. This name is recommended. Just like Agni Purana and Kali Santaram Upanishad, in this basic literature.
Yes. Yeah, but each
Upanishad
will recommend
each
on a specific
state,
you know. Ram, as you said,
Ram. Yes, Ram, Ram is on. Ram is chant. Hare Ram, chant. Hare Krishna and Hare Ram. Ram also chant.
Or Shiva, I mean, you see, in the
I mean, what did I do? The name is special because it's not different from it. Not that we should just overlook the name of God because we're overlooking God to do that. So you have to.
Harinama means God's name.
So you see, for instance, in Christianity for a long time, there was a Bhakti. And this Bhakti was devoted to the name of Jesus. So for a very long time, there was Jesus Bhakti, and in your country, the very first. Today, like you have done Hare Krishna, you have done also Krishna Revolution, you know. Now, this is also very present in many places. And the name does not matter. There is no name but the, because then you find again what the...
No, if Jesus is the name of God, then you can chant. If Jesus is the name of God, but Jesus, or Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Of course, there is no difference between Son and the Father. That is another thing. But still, if I want the Father, How? By calling the name of Son, I can get the Father. There is another.
Yeah,
but if you have got the Father's name, why should you have calling by the Son's name?
Yeah, but that is another question. What we mean by Father and Son? We don't mean it.
Everyone's Father and Son is the same. Father says something, and his Son says, just like in a big family, if the Son orders something, it is as good as the Father thought. That is our experience. But still, if you want to call the Father, you will not get the Father's response by calling the name of the Son.
You just told us, if you see Him, you see the Father. Because the Father cannot be seen.
Yes. Now, one thing is that if we are interested in chanting the name of God, if it is available, well, why should I chant the name of the Son? That is it.
Excuse me for interrupting, but one thing was that you suggested that the name of Krishna is a very common name.
Yeah.
Well, in the sense that many people may be called Krishna,
yeah,
but the Supreme God is also called Krishna.
Yeah.
So if you chant His name, you derive the benefit, even if you're not thinking of Him as the Supreme.
Yeah, but it's
part of
the
Christian
name.
No,
Jesus is a very common name.
That's all right. We're saying chant. Our spiritual master is teaching you chant the name of God. That's the important point.
Now, if you think that Jesus Christ's name is also, you can say, he says that you chant the holy name of God, whatever you have got. That's all right.
And for a Muslim, he will chant Allah.
Yes.
Name
Krishna,
Allah,
Jesus,
are
particular to this.
What is the...
Allah is not name. That is, it is not the name. It is just like the idea of God.
Yes. Yeah.
Allah means God, Ishvara. But that is not the name. That is, that's like the president and Mr. Nishan.
But you know,
the president may be another person. Not only Nishan, but another person, male. So, president is the general, understand, of the post. But still, one who occupies the post, he has got a name.
You know the Sufi.
Huh?
You know the Sufi, the Muslim Sufi.
No.
They are the great mystics of Islam. Mm. And they always address God as Allah. As we say...
Allah means God.
It is the name of God for them.
They are not.
Allah, your name is great. And
then,
anybody who knows this can know that.
Anyway, if one chants Allah or prayer, Jesus Christ, you have not. You don't say that you stop it. We say that you chant the holy name of God.
Yes.
If that name is of God, you chant.
Yes. Yesterday, Srila Prabhupada, you gave the story, I think you said it was from the Padma Purana, about a Muslim who was attacked by a wild boar.
Yes.
He was attacked by a wild boar, and the boar for the Muslims were untouchable. So he was saying, haram, haram, which means untouchable. And he was killed by that boar, but it was taken by higher authority that he was chanting haram, which means where is Lord Rama? So he derived liberation. Even unconsciously, he was chanting and derived the word.
Although he did not mean Rama, he condemned the boar as haram. Huh?
Yes.
Condemned.
But the... Shri Swami said that in the Bhakti tradition of Maharashtra, of the hunter.
Yes.
Hunter.
Maybe the same story.
Hunter, super hunter.
Yes.
Who was, he was chased by a boar and went to a holy and then...
Anyway, we are recommending, chant the holy name of God. That's